Hey, all you right side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show goes woof, from Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I mean from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. I mean all the way down to that prettiest little town on the plains called Auburn. And yes, straight across to Fort Benning. I called it Fort Benning. And big old patches of North Georgia and, oh, by the way, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're going to the phones right now, so we're switching gears. I've talked about the deportation machine for a while. Let me just jump into dipper number two right now. There's a group out there. Earlier in the show, if you heard my monologue, I branded it as part of the outrage industrial complex. And this new group, I say new, they're not super new. They're a few years old, but they're really starting to perk up. Why? Because our friend Emily Jones says they are like the new BLM. So if you're not familiar with Emily Jones, you should be. She's the founder of Moms for Liberty in Madison County, Alabama, the first Moms for Liberty chapter in the state. And oh, by the way, she's also one of our podcasters. She has the Controversial Mom podcast that came out on Sunday, last night. You can check it out on our rightsidemedia.org. Enough of me talking. Let's bring her in. Emily Jones, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are y'all?
We are good. We're good. Always glad to have you on, and still super glad you're one of our content contributors. Thank you very much.
Yes, I'm loving it.
Well, we are too. You do a good job. And by the way, folks, her podcast is called The Controversial Mom, which fits because she's always out there rabble-rousing in the right way, though. Hey, so Emily, let me ask you this. Indivisible, the new BLM. Who are these people? What do you know about them? And is it true they were protesting today in Huntsville?
Yes. They were out loud and proud today. So I'm still learning about them. They've just kind of popped up on my radar, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, because they were holding an event here in Huntsville, and it was, of all places, at a church, talking about their progressive ideas and how they really and truly just hate Trump and hate Musk and all the things. But the local news covered it, you know, shocking. Our leftist media would cover such a thing, but they did. So I just started paying attention to them. And then they ended up canceling a Republican event this past weekend because there were, I guess, concerns of protests
yeah.
at that event.
Is that what that was? It was the breakfast they usually have on Saturdays. And so really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they never came out and said it was indivisible, but, you know, I could piece things together and then obviously just talk around town. But apparently, they've really started threatening to protest all across the country. Like, I've heard that through multiple people with congressional ties, that they're very activated all across the country, and they're hyper-focused on congressmen and women, which is a fascinating aspect to me.
Congressmen and women?
Well, like congresswomen.
Oh, congresswomen.
Like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, like they're not going after senators. It's just members in the House. It's very odd, but whatever. Yes. But yeah, so I started digging into them and then started seeing more and more about how they're tied to George Soros and just all this dark money. But then they claim that they're just a grassroots movement with thousands of chapters all across the country. So It's very interesting. They're tied to the Tesla dealership attacks. There was some other protest that I saw earlier today that they were tied to. So that's why I say they're the new BLM, is they're very violent people and they have dark money supporting them, and they're everywhere. They're just paid agitators everywhere you go.
Yeah. And I wonder, when you said this is the new BLM, I mean, for a while there, BLM was the leftist progressive darling. They could do no wrong. They could get whatever they wanted. People threw money at them. And they basically were fomenters of anger everywhere they went. It was all about show them your outrage, show them your anger. It was going to be, you know, burning and looting, and that was okay. Are you saying that you think this is the replacement for that?
I think so. You know, BLM kind of faded off into the distance, never to be heard of again after they got caught stealing money.
Yeah.
Lots, but they got to have something. Yes. They've got to have some group that's out in front doing all the violent things of the Democratic Party that they won't own up to publicly. And that's kind of where this group's headed. I mean, they've been physically attacking these Tesla dealerships and all sorts of crazy things. They're protesting all over the place. So it just seems they're headed that way. They're, like I said, they're obsessed with Trump and Elon. I mean, their mission on their website says that they exist to combat Trump's presidency.
Yeah. In fact, and I saw some of the buzzwords on their website. I went to it, too. They have a thing called the Indivisible Toolkit, which was pretty interesting. But they use all the terms I talked about. They're all about show them your outrage, you know, make your demands known. And it's belligerence. It's a lack of professionalism. It's a lack of decorum. It's a lack of civil order. It's all about just basically mayhem and show them your anger, which is never going to wind up working out really well.
No, not at all. I mean, and you touched on it last hour, talking about just how busy people are. So we've talked to Congressman Barry Moore, who's out of South Alabama, right? We're friends with his wife, and we were talking to her a couple weeks ago, and she was talking about how just crazy busy they are, that they're constantly in D.C. So, you know, I just know through that Dale's not here in town. He's very busy, and when he is here, he's very busy with his limited time at home. So their approach to just forcing him or attempting to force him to do a town hall based on their schedule, it's just not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to make them much more resistant to trying to schedule something when you're constantly being berated. So
this is what I saw.
I don't think they're going to get far.
I don't think so either. And this is what I saw. People who think that works, let me just go ahead and explain life to you. It doesn't work. It only works if the other side is intimidated by you. And most of the time, sending these thousands of carbon copy emails that all say the same thing with a different email address attached to it, because all they're doing is cutting and pasting, and dropping leaflets, you know, all over the place, and storming your doors and raising Cain and interrupting your other work on behalf of other constituents. And by the way, a lot of these agitators aren't even his constituents. They drive in from other places to make demands on his office. So the idea that that's going to work is antithetical to common sense. I'll never forget the teachers union here in Alabama. They hated me. And when I was in office, the first year I got my notice that it was my turn to come and speak to the local representatives of the teachers union, I thought, they give me a turn, like you show up. Well, that happened once. And then I decided, what am I doing here? Why would I even just show up on the... And I just let them know, I'm not available on that night, but if you'd like to schedule a time with my office, perhaps I can work with you. They never asked again.
Of course.
No, because they want it on their terms. And they want it when they want it. And they want you... It was less about trying to work with someone. It was more about trying to exert their authority.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're trying to do. It's trying to intimidate everybody. I think it's their Facebook page this week, how they have literally a protest scheduled every single day, all across Huntsville. And I mean, that's exactly it. It's just trying to exert authority, intimidate people, just so people bend the knee to exactly what these people want. And like you say, life just doesn't work that way. So they're going to have to get over it, because it's not happening.
So they did come to Huntsville today. Did I hear you say, like, what, 50? Was that off the air we were talking, or on the air? About 50 showed up?
Yeah, about 50 showed up outside Dale's office, from what I've been told.
Okay.
So they are showing up the numbers. They had a protest this weekend over something. I can't remember what that one was, but they had a pretty good number. I will give them credit. They're very good at getting people together for their cause. I don't know why these people were not working in the middle of the day today, but nonetheless, they had a lot of people show up.
Well, maybe they are, because maybe they're paid agitators.
Yeah, exactly.
And speaking of which, funded by George Soros.
Yes, funded by George Soros, funneled through Act Blue, which is already under scrutiny for all their foreign campaign violations.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff all, and good catch on your part. This hadn't even raised my visibility level until you sent it to me. And then, of course, you did your podcast. But I think this is one that bears watching. Let me ask you this real quick, Emily, before we're done. Are these folks, are they, how many of them are locals? Are they citizens? Do you know, or do they have leadership from outside that comes in and organizes? How does that work? Like your mom's for Liberty Madison. You live in Madison.
Right.
A little different.
I don't know for certainty. I have seen in some of their pictures, it's local people. But now, is the leadership local? Or are they all from here? That part, I don't know. But there are some local people that are a part of the efforts because we've recognized faces in it.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, somebody called the show a little while ago and wanted to be put on the air to tell me what I need to ask Congressman Strong when he comes on the air, and it smacked a lot of somebody from Indivisible trying to call in.
Oh, that's funny.
It was totally off topic. But I think they missed the whole point. The old thing about, well, they work for us. Yes, in essence, they do. You know what? They also have schedules, and they have other constituents, and they have places they have to be on time, and they have votes they have to cast. And I'm not trying to apologize. I mean, I get frustrated with the Democrats as much as they get frustrated with Republicans, but I'm not gathering up 50 people and marching on their office and demanding to interrupt their day and be heard right then and there about their demands and be angry when I do it. I mean, that's just, there's nothing about that makes sense. I had a guy, well, I had it all the time, actually. But I remember, I'll never forget, I had a guy call me at, I want to say, I'm an early person. I mean, I'm up at the, butt crack a lot of times. I mean, this morning is like 4:30, but I got a guy call me at 4:15 in the morning one time and wake me up. And I answered the phone. I don't know why I answered it, but I answered it because I thought it must be something super important because they're calling me at 4:15 in the morning. And this guy goes, "There's Phil Williams," because the teachers union always thought it was great. They would publish my cell phone number. They didn't know that I gave it to everybody anyway. And I said, "It is." And he goes, "Yeah, I want to know why you think you can do this and this and this down yonder in Montgomery." And I said, wait. "Why are you calling me at 4:15 in the morning?" "Because that's when I'm up." I said, "Well, there's a thing called office hours." And I hung up on him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still procedure, protocol, decorum. And oh, by the way, anger, if you don't have morality attached to it, really doesn't work.
Yep. It just makes people dig their heels in that much more.
All right. Keep us posted on this, and if you hear more, text me or call back in, all right?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Emily Jones, appreciate you. See you. Yeah, that's, listen, grassroots, I don't mind it. Grassroots is built on nothing but anger and fear and loathing. I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all. There's a way to be productive and firm. And yes, I know that Jesus overturned the money changers' tables, but you know what? He had a morality attached to it. He had a righteous indignation. And that is not what they have here. Because when they come at these things with an immoral position already, and then they couple it with nothing but fear and loathing and stoking people with anger, it does nothing to benefit the overall situation. There's no way to have discourse at that point. Why should we want to stop what we're doing as an elected official and pause our day and say, "Hi, thank you, all the angry people who are breaking things in my lobby and disrupting life and scaring my secretary and keeping me from meeting with other constituents who actually had scheduled appointments with me. What can I do for you? I'd love to help." No. Nobody in their right mind is going to take that meeting. You can go pound sand, literally, and then go back outside and say, "I wouldn't meet with you." Well, by God, I wouldn't meet with you. And I'll hold a press conference later on to tell everybody why I wouldn't meet with you, because you're a bunch of jackwagons and you don't know how to act. Because you're like a bunch of petulant children that think you can do this and throw tantrums. It doesn't work like that. That's not real life. Be an adult. It's not hard. Well, I guess for some it is. There's a thing called maturity missing also. Take me to a break, brother. You can tell I've dealt with some of these folks before. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, speaking from experience. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.